I'm Lena from Youth Radio, and we're kicking off Fun Drive with interviews by bands performing at our first all-ages show on May 4th. Our goal in hosting these shows is to support young, up-and-coming musicians, and in order to do that, we need support from the community. Our overall donation goal for Youth Radio tonight is $1,000, which means we need to raise $250 each hour. Pledge your support by calling 812-323-1200 or go online at wfhb.org. Now, let's welcome Noah and Khalil from ARC. When and how did you start making music together as ARC?
Well, we started freshman year. Yeah. I can tell y'all the whole story right now. Me and him had a study hall together, and I've known Khalil since like third grade, I think. And we all went to Mineral County School Corporation, you know, and we started talking about just music. You know, we realized, you know, didn't really want to fit in a whole line of, okay, school, get a job, college, you know, just looking for alternative routes, you know, that we can express ourselves. So we really just talked about it. And from there, you know, we made our first song, which, completely honest, is the same as everybody's first song. It was like, but, you know,
yeah,
wasn't very good. Then a good friend of ours, you know, helped us out with our logo. And I feel like from there, once we got our brand and our image and all that sorted out, it was from there. Kind of just blew up in our minds, you know.
Can you tell me more about your individual projects as Noah and Khalil?
Yeah, so we do have our own music, you know. He has his own Spotify. I have my own, too. We just run together, you know. You want to tell them a little about the latest?
Yeah, I have an album, Oblivion. It's probably my best album that I've done. Definitely one of my favorites. Yeah.
A lot of new stuff on it, too. I don't know how long did that take, probably like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a collection
of different songs
from different times. Really just started with a concept.
Yeah.
And then we just really had to kick it in high gear and get it done. And it's out everywhere, you know, Spotify, all that.
Yeah.
So what's both of your guys' favorite songs that you've made?
That's a hard one.
Let's see here. Well, my favorite song, of course, it's called Noir Sur Noir. And that meaning in English is black on black. It kind of just represents us, you know. We're kind of straightforward, you know. The song doesn't really have a meaning, you know. It was just kind of...
Energy,
yeah. Just about making people jump and getting the whole sound.
Back to, you know, expressing ourselves. Like, that's the energy onto the track, you know. You just want to see, you know, energy.
That's awesome. Who or what are your inspirations?
My main inspiration is this guy right here.
Yeah.
My dad. My friends help a lot, too, with everything. Want to give a shout-out to one of my friends, Leader of Red, Jewels. I've known him since sixth grade. He's really helped me out with music, you know. How about you, though?
I'd probably say my great-grandpa, for sure. He's just, like, he loves music. You know, he introduced me into music. So,
Do you guys get any, like, professional, like, music, like, producing advice? I don't know. Like, do you have musicians that... I don't know, kind of taught you how to do stuff?
No, we really taught ourselves, you know. We started actually recording music at the public library downtown here.
Yep.
And from there, I mean, I got my own studio in my house, and I just learned how to do that. He knows how to do all that, too. You know, we do want to look for people who can play instruments, because I think that's our next thing, drums and guitars and all that. But it's all self-taught, you know.
How are you preparing for the Youth Radio show on May 4th?
Just building up hype, promoting, telling everybody, you know?
We're practicing a lot. Like I said, we love doing this stuff. Yeah. Any sort of live performance, whether it's just busking on Kirkwood or something at our school, you know, we just love doing that stuff. So, like he said, we're really telling a lot of people about it. Try to promote it as much as possible, just because we've already had one show, but this is probably the biggest opportunity that we've had so far.
Definitely.
And we definitely want to give a shout out to WFHB for that, for getting in contact with us. Also to Light the Night for helping us out with that too, Justin and all them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really hoping to get that, like get more shows for youth musicians and just teens interested in music over the summer, because, you know, the house show scene is mostly college kids.
Yeah.
And I'm not in college. Most people that go to the shows, I mean, a lot of people aren't. And
we really want to kind of start it up again. You know, I've been going to these shows for a while now, and there's just not rap. There's no hip hop at all.
Yeah.
Not that any of that type or energy. Also, at the same time, a whole bunch of these venues are kind of shutting down. Only one we really know is like Roses that would host people. Yeah. Besides that, we really just want to start a rap scene in Bloomington, because we know a lot of talented people that can really make it doing that sort of stuff. And there's just no room, you know?
Yeah. Our next, I don't know how much I can share, but our next show, we're hoping to get like mostly rap artists on it. So look out for that coming up in the summer. So how does youth radio help the local music scene?
I'd say it definitely gives opportunity for people like, you know, that don't really know what to do. You know, it's a big help. Definitely.
When I was walking down here, probably about 2 years, you know, I always walked past this place and saw the flyers on the door, and I was like, wonder what that place is, you know? That's how I ended up finding out about those shows too. And when I went, it was just such a good experience seeing all these different people, meeting all these different people. They really, like you said, gives a lot of people good opportunities to show out and be themselves and show their stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any upcoming releases listeners should look out for?
Bring Life to Life.
Yeah. So I have an album. Honestly, not sure on the name yet, but I think it's going to be called Bring Life to Life. It's really like a rock, grungy type sound. We have Tiny the Giant on there. A lot of local people that I know will do a good job on that album. I really just want to have a big drop for it, because I've just been doing these singles. We've just been doing these singles together and just consistently dropping them. But this one, I think, is special to me. It's been in the works for about 2 years now. Just look out for Bring Life to Life. Unsure on when a drop date is. Stuff takes a little bit of time, guys.
Oblivion Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
And extension of my project. So, yeah, exciting.
Well, that's about all the questions I have. Thank you guys for coming in. ARC will be performing at Roses Midwest on May 4th, along with Final Girl and Light the Night. Doors open at 6:30 and music goes from 7 to 9 p.m. Youth Radio is excited to host an all-ages show, and listeners like you help make this possible. Pledge your support by calling 812-323-1200.